I just want to say I made a very poor decision of talking about things outside the building, and I admit that, and can't take that back. But I recognize that I made a mistake, and when I did, it instantly went right to the offensive unit, our group, and apologized to the offense as well as apologized to Jay in front of the offense that he was singled out in the situation. And I just, you know, I wish I wouldn't have made that mistake, and it's happened, and we're a group and a unit, and we worked it out together, and the rest will be handled internally, and we'll work through that. I felt it important that they knew. We hope to put an efficient offense on the field. We're doing everything we can in practice and in our preparation to prepare for what their defense will give us and give the players the answers of what to do and how to do it and approaching the game with a good chance to come out victorious. I don't believe so. I believe that we haven't executed for a lot of reasons. And like I come in here every week, you know, execution comes down to getting off on the ball on time, the correct blocking, the correct technique, guys knowing what to do, how to do it, and continuing. If we have to put a new person in the offense that hasn't played, getting that person up to speed, and that's our job. And, you know, when we're going to put 11 guys out there, and whatever 11 put that C on their helmet, need to have a full knowledge of what's happening, and sometimes that's a grind going into a game. I think when you play professional sports, that you open yourself by signing any contract. Me signing a contract to be the offensive coordinator, a player signing to be any position, I think you're opening yourself up for criticism, because it's either positive or negative every play, and that's something that you do. And this is no different from a poor play that you have, and you learn from it and you move on. And that's very important in our growth as a person and our growth as a offense or a team. Is what do you learn from the things that happen, good or bad? You could have a string of good plays that you can learn just as much, and you could have one bad play that you can learn. And that's what coaching, teaching, playing football is all about. And so every day you wake up and you work to improve what you do. And if it's not going well, you continue to aim at something, whatever you deem is your problem, and you work to improve it. And that's professional sports. That's any sports.